In yesterday's Daily Bread, we considered the demise of a young prophet who lost his life as a result of disobeying the commands of Jehovah. We learned that, no matter how sincere the young prophet was in his actions, he had believed a lie and it cost him his life because he had been disobedient unto the mouth of Jehovah. Many people have fallen to similar false prophets. They have been told, "An angel spake unto me by the word of Jehovah, saying," time and again, Jehovah warns us about such men. The scriptures say, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but prove the spirits whether they are of God," 1 John 4 and verse 1. The scriptures tell us, "But there arose false prophets also among the people, as among you also there shall be false teachers, who shall privily bring in destructive heresies, denying even the master that bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow their lascivious doings." And the Apostle Paul sealed the warning when he said, "But though we or an angel from heaven should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema," Galatians 1 and verse 8. False teachers attempt to sidestep these warnings by insisting the Bible translations have been corrupted and are unreliable. So they have their own true word, that is the only pure word of God. And by such, many have followed their lascivious doings. However, you need not be a casualty of such error. The Apostle Paul warned of men who would arise speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them, Acts 20 and verse 30. And the Apostle Peter warned of false teachers who shall privately bring in destructive heresies, denying even the master that bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow their lascivious doings, 2 Peter 2 verse 1 and 2. As a result of Peter's concern for the brethren, he told them, "Ye therefore, beloved, knowing these things beforehand, beware lest, being carried away with the error of the wicked, ye fall from your own steadfastness." Neighbor, let God be found true and every man a liar, Romans 3 and verse 4, and you will not be carried away with the error of the wicked. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord who said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30.